life of Queen Elizabeth II, who lived to the ripe age of 96 years and reigned over the Commonwealth in Great Britain for 70 years. She was a well-loved monarch, not only in Great Britain and the United Kingdom, but around the world. For me, the ceremony takes on special significance because I was born in Yorkshire, England, during World War II, just a few days before the D-Day invasion. The Queen was probably the most stabilizing influence in Great Britain's recent history during some of the most difficult times and difficult periods. She will be remembered for her vibrant faith in God as she humbly served as the head of the Church of England. As for me, I truly enjoyed her Christmas messages given each year, which continually reminded us of the true reason for the Christmas season. Along with that, we were all inspired by her messages given during the various crises, especially through COVID-19. She modeled grace, dignity, and duty during 70 years of royal service. Elizabeth was not afraid to roll up her sleeves and to serve her country. We saw that when she volunteered to join the British Home Forces as a driver and a mechanic during World War II. Very few sovereigns so impacted people as she did with her gentle diplomacy and her great wisdom. The news of her death was a shock to all of us, even though we realized that she was 96 years of age. I think we all thought that she would just continue to live on and on. Elizabeth wasn't just the Queen of England and of the Commonwealth, but in a sense, she was everyone's queen. No state sovereign was